ABC Listen.
Hello, my name is Nidge, and today on Imagine This, I'm babysitting.
Aw, cute baby. She's loud.
Yeah, you're okay, little one. Shh, shh.
We can put her to sleep or we can give her some more milk.
Maybe she needs to have a burp.
Shh, gonna be okay.
Sing a song?
I would sing a lullaby.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are.
Aye, hey, that's working.
Good. Babies are cute.
Yeah, she's adorable.
Because they're still little.
Goo goo gaga.
It's amazing to think we all started out the same way.
Even my dad was a baby.
Yeah, but what happens before we get to this cute, drooly, gurgly stage of life? That's what a lot of you have been wondering.
Hi, my name is Lizzie and I'm 7 years old.
My name is Mackenzie and I'm 9 years old.
Hi, my name is Ruth and I'm 7 years old.
I'm Archie and I'm 11 years old.
I'm Mac and I'm 8 years old.
Hi, imagine this. My name's Ruben and I'm 8 years old.
Hey, I'm Luna. I'm 4 years old.
Hi, my name's Gretchen and I'm 5 years old.
I would like to know how babies are made.
How are babies really made?
I want to know, how do babies grow on mummy's tummies?
We should talk to Professor Tu'u Hevaha Kaituu Lino. She's the deputy head of the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology at the University of Melbourne. Obstetrics is the study of pregnancy and childbirth. I think Tu'u Hevaha will be able to help us with all these questions. But let me go drop off this little one first.
Hey, Nidge.
Hi, Professor.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hi. Hello.
Nice to see you.
Do you work at the hospital?
I do work here at the hospital as a scientist, helping families with their pregnancies to deliver healthy babies.
Is this where babies come from?
In a hospital?
Where were they before they get here?
A lot happens before the day we are born, and it usually takes about 9 months.
From someone's belly?
A big belly!
Yep, a pregnant belly can get really big. But the baby isn't growing inside the stomach. It all happens in a body part called the uterus.
Uterus.
Sounds like a planet.
No, that's Uranus.
It can be hard to see what's happening from the outside. We'll have to use our imaginations to see how it all works.
Yeah! Let's go!
It's all dark. I can't see anything.
Oh, is it, baby?
Not at first. It all starts with two very special cells, an egg cell and a sperm cell, that come from two different people.
What is that?
Is that the baby's heartbeat?
That's the grown-up's heart we can hear.
Hey, look. What's that up ahead?
It looks like a tadpole. It's moving.
That's a sperm cell. It's really, really small. But it's very important. It carries DNA inside it.
We've learned about DNA before. It's the stuff that says how our bodies should be put together. Everyone has their own DNA.
It's in your body. It comes from your mum and dad.
Yep. Half of our DNA comes from just one of these little sperm cells.
It's going inside a big ball. What's that?
That's an egg cell.
An egg? Like a chicken?
Humans come from eggs too. They're just inside the body and they don't have a hard shell.
Babies crack out of eggs in their tummy.
I'm ready to hatch.
No.
They start from an egg and then they grow bigger and bigger and bigger and then bigger.
Yep. We're seeing this up close, but in real life, an egg cell is a tiny speck, smaller than a grain of sand. And a sperm cell is 10,000 times smaller than that.
It's all so tiny. And we grow up to be so big.
The egg cell is where the other half of our DNA comes from.
Whoa, the sperm cell's gone. it's disappeared inside the egg cell.
Where'd it go?
This is how it all starts. It's called fertilization. These special cells join together to create this one new cell, a fertilized egg cell.
How many cells am I made of now?
20,000.
Way more. We're made of trillions and trillions of cells, all stuck together and working hard to make our bodies.
Oh, I can't believe we all just come from one cell.
But we don't stay that way for long.
Look, the egg is moving.
Oh.
Did it just break?
Yes, it split and made two of itself.
It did it again.
Now there's four of them. No, wait, hang on. 8.
9, 10, 7.
Whoa, 16. 32.
So much to count.
Oh, I can't keep up.
Yep. Almost immediately, the fertilized egg cell starts to make lots of copies of itself by splitting into two. Then those two make another two and on for about 5 days.
Because the babies grow.
After about a week, this tiny collection of cells moves down lower into the uterus and finds a comfy place to stay for the rest of the pregnancy.
Whoa, we're on the move!
Yay!
Is it a baby yet?
No, it's grown from that one cell to about 300 cells, but it's still smaller than a grain of rice.
That's so small, like crumbsies.
It doesn't have any shape yet, and there are no body parts.
Hey, it's disappearing.
I can't see it anymore.
Where's it going?
It's burying itself into the side of the uterus so that it can connect to the mother's body. We won't be able to see it anymore from here.
So let's follow it.
For the next 8 weeks, the cells will keep growing and making more of themselves. It's not a baby yet. It's an embryo.
What's happening?
It's like the embryo is growing roots?
Yes, it's a bit like that. These first 2 months of a pregnancy are all about setting up a connection between the mother and the growing embryo.
What kind of connection?
It's called a placenta. It looks a bit like a pillow that grows alongside the baby. It's a whole new organ the body grows during pregnancy.
Wow.
What does a placenta do?
It moves oxygen and nutrients from the mother's body to the embryo so that it can keep growing.
Because it's growing a lot.
Look, all the cells are moving around inside the embryo.
Yes, the cells of the embryo organise themselves into the areas where different body parts will grow. Spine and brain cells huddle together and get to work.
To make a brain.
Yes. And lung cells start to create tubes for breathing. Lungs take a long time to grow, so those cells have to get started really early.
How do all the cells know what to become?
It's kind of like they talk to each other.
Huh? How?
By reading the DNA and sending lots of messages to each other. This embryo stage lasts about 10 weeks. It's all about setting up the structure of the body. Kind of like drawing an outline before you colour in the picture.
That doesn't look like an outline of a baby. It's got a tail. Are you sure we're in a human body?
Yes, a human embryo has a tail.
I didn't know that. Maybe I dropped it. It did go away.
But a little bit of your tail is still there.
We don't have tails now.
No, but you do have a tail bone.
Whoa.
The embryo looks more like a small baby now.
After 10 weeks, we start calling it a fetus. More and more cells have grown and created a head, body, arms and legs. But it's not a baby yet. It's only the size of a strawberry.
Whoa.
What's that?
That's the heartbeat.
Hi, little fetus.
Hello.
Hi.
Cletus the fetus.
No, Nick.
You're growing so well.
You're so strong.
Keep up the hard work.
It can't hear you yet. The ears are still growing.
What's all this liquid in here? It's like a warm bath.
For now, it's mostly water. It helps keep the fetus safe, so it doesn't get bumped or poked too much. and it keeps things nice and warm.
Nice and relaxing,
floating on my back.
But how can the fetus breathe underwater?
It doesn't. The fetus gets its oxygen and everything it needs from the placenta through the umbilical cord.
A cord that connects down to mummy's body, and then the food runs down and it connects to the baby's belly.
Exactly.
There it is. It's like a tube that goes into the belly button, and the other end of the tube connects to the placenta.
So one's connected to the baby and one's connected to the mummy.
Yep. Any waste or things the fetus doesn't need gets sent back out that way too. The placenta swaps things back and forth between the grown-up's body and the developing fetus.
Broccoli, noodles, tomato sauce.
But the boring thing is that they don't get to taste it.
No.
I can hear music.
Sounds like a party.
Shh, the baby's sleeping.
Whoa, did you see that?
The baby's moving.
Yes. After about 4 or 5 months, the fetus can hear sounds, even recognise familiar voices.
It definitely looks like a baby now.
The baby is little and it's sitting there asleep. And it sometimes pokes Mama's belly and it's in the sack.
Can it come out now?
Not yet. It's still only the size of a mango. Even though it now looks like a baby, its lungs aren't strong enough to breathe on their own. And the brain and the other organs are still growing.
Whoa!
It's moving.
It's turning upside down.
It's getting a bit crowded in here. It feels like there's no space at all.
After about 9 months of growing, from that one single cell, to the trillions that shape the skin, muscles, organs and bones, it's time to get out into the world.
Well, it feels like the body is telling us to leave.
It is a bit like that. Lots of messages are being sent to the uterus to get ready for birth.
Birth?
Oh, the water's leaving.
Midge, did you take a bug out of the bath?
Nah, it wasn't me.
All the liquid leaving the uterus is called the water breaking.
Something's broken?
Don't worry, that's supposed to happen.
It's almost time.
And it's our cue to leave and let the fetus do this next part of the journey on its own.
Phew, what a wild ride.
What happens next?
The mummies have to try and push the baby out so hard.
Mama told me they had to push him out with the suction cap and he had a very red head.
Yep, some babies are born when they are pushed from the uterus and out through the vagina. Others are born with a special operation called a cesarean section, where doctors help them to get out safely. Some babies arrive a little early and might need to stay in hospital while they grow stronger before they can go home. Some babies are born at home. Some in bed and some in the bath. There are lots of ways to enter the world.
Oh, wow. Welcome, little one.
Are they hurt?
No, that's totally normal. There is usually some blood on the baby from the placenta because it had to detach from the uterus.
But doesn't the baby need the placenta?
Not anymore. If babies have spent their full growing time, around 9 months, inside the uterus, their lungs are now strong enough to breathe on their own.
Very strong lungs. What an incredible journey we all go on.
It's not exactly the same journey for everyone, of course. We're all a little bit different. I love that there are so many ways to make a family.
Me too. Thanks, Tu'u Hevaha.
Anytime.
So, Lizzie, Mackenzie, Ruth, Archie, Mac, Reuben, Luana and Grayson, babies grow inside the body.
In the uterus.
It starts with an egg and a sperm.
Two special cells.
These cells carry DNA, the information on how to build a body. The egg and sperm cells join together to make one new cell.
Fertilization.
That one cell splits to become two cells. And then it happens again.
And again.
And again. And again and again and again.
Until they become an embryo. The embryo creates the structure of the body.
Like an outline of a picture.
the cells read the DNA and send messages to each other.
Grow a leg here. Put the brain there.
They get busy making until a fetus grows.
It's the size of a strawberry.
Over months, the fetus will keep growing with the help of the placenta.
It gives oxygen
and food.
The fetus will get bigger and bigger.
As big as a mango.
Then a watermelon.
Until we all come into the world a little differently. But we all start out the same. From the one single cell that grows to make the billions and trillions that make you today.
This is an ABC Kids podcast! For more awesome stories, search for your favourite podcast or find something new in the Kids tab of the ABC Listen app.